Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Marks and Reese show on a Friday, live from Chickies and Pizza in South Philadelphia. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What is up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
It's Friday. It is Friday.
Philly's got the first win of the year.
How about that, man?
All right.
3-2, they get the victory. Scott Kingery, 1-3. Mikel Franco, home run, a two-runner.
Oh.
I think it was a two-run home run, right? Yes.
Love it.
There you go. So the third base candidates are fighting amongst themselves for the job. But will Bryce Harper be here? You know what, Ike? I took a break from the Bryce Harper mania today on Twitter when Bob Kraft got an arrest warrant formally issued for him for soliciting prostitution in Florida.
How about that?
It took everything over. I mean, of all the things I thought I was going to see today before we came on the air, that didn't rank in the top 1 million.
Yeah, I think we were all a little surprised to see that. It actually took me a little while to even, I don't know, respond, reply, say anything about it because I didn't believe it, right? So I had to actually wait until the networks broke in with it because I think they waited for a while. It was out on Twitter for
You got to be careful
at least 5 minutes before networks started breaking, you know, coming in with the breaking news about this. So, it's been a strange week, right? I mean, Jussie Smollett, right?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. It's been so strange. R. Kelly just slid right by me. I didn't even know that happened today.
Yeah, he got charged.
But it's been crazy all week, and now you have this. It's been a crazy week.
So
all of that, and Bryce Harper still hadn't signed.
Still hasn't signed, right?
Nope.
Now, and by the way, Ike, what's today? What are we on? It's 2 days since I started Harper Lent.
2 days.
Wait, sorry, 2 weeks it's been since I started Harper. 2 weeks today
okay.
That I started. So I haven't had an energy drink of any, no Red Bull, no Monster, no Rockstar, not one
in
2 weeks. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, meanwhile, I feel great back to being Emoji Man.
Yeah,
I'm good.
If I suddenly turn negative on Harper, which I have, shouldn't I just totally say screw the Harper Lent?
Yep.
No, but I still want him to come here. He just needs to use his head. This is ridiculous.
I feel you.
The Washington Nationals came out and said, we haven't talked to him for months. We're not interested.
Right.
So now they can't lie about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get to a point where all the teams are saying, we're not in, and they're going to have to do it. And I don't know when that is. I haven't had this many DMs or emails about a subject since the Carson stuff way back during the season.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that Scott Boras is so stubborn that, I think he'd rather send Bryce Harper somewhere else on a short-term deal, even if it's a one-year deal, have him go back out into free agency before he gives in to a team that he knows that could pay him what he's asking for.
I agree with
so,
you.
You know, even with the Phillies being – the Phillies have always been the number one team out there. There's a reason why this hasn't happened yet. Either the Phillies won't meet his demands or he doesn't want to come here. He's looking for another team to step up so he can jump to another team. But the Phillies have always been the team that could give Bryce Harper and Scott Boras what they're looking for. Why hasn't it happened? I don't know if it's the Phillies or Bryce Harper. But for some reason, it hasn't happened.
It's the Phillies.
Right?
The Phillies won't give – right now, do you think that they would sign a contract for $330 over 10 years?
Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
They would. Because that would be seen as a victory. It was bigger than the Machado trade.
Right.
They'll have an out, or trade deal. They'll have an out after however many years to where then he can make even more money. But I agree with you. I think that if the Phillies gave in for, you don't think they offered $300 million yet? I agree with you. I don't think the Phillies have actually given a final offer to what they're actually willing to do. I still think that if they haven't offered $300, they're willing to come up more. But like you said, we were talking before the show. I was talking to Taz and Bill and Dave Breitmeyer here. And I believe the only way Bryce Harper doesn't sign here is if Scott Boras decides that it's more important to win than to get him the most money that's out there.
Yeah.
And that's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's definitely a possibility.
Well, because he's young enough, and theoretically he could go back out in the free agency next year.
Yeah, but why?
I mean, he could.
But see, here's what I'm saying, is that you're right. The way I would do it, or the way the Phillies are doing it, they're risking that Scott Boras can say, you know what, Phillies, bleep you.
Right.
Here's the finger. I have 2 years and $70 million from the Giants.
Right.
And I'll come back into free agency in 2 years, and you don't get the player. Right. He can sell the $35 million a year and whatever. It's also, by the way, he would have lost if that's the case, but he can justify it to himself. They're like, hey, I got him $35 million. But the Phillies don't get the player.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in Matt Klintak and Scott Boras in this you-know-what contest that's going on.
Because that's what it is
now,
right?
Yeah, and I'm not interested in that. All I care is about getting Bryce Harper. I don't care about winning. We win as Phillies fans if we get Bryce Harper. Like, that's the only way we win. Like, I don't care about this back and forth they're going through over the millions of dollars and what to give up and guarantee money and all the ins and outs. We, as John Q fan, all we care about is getting Bryce Harper. Like, we don't care. So you're not going to be able to sell to your fan base that, hey, we offered him a 7-year, $240 million deal, $250 million deal. That was more than anybody else was offering him, and he wouldn't come. So he took a 2-year, $70 million deal to go play for the Giants. So yeah, some people will say, okay, yeah, great. Way to hold your ground, Matt. I'm not going to feel that way.
Yeah, but doesn't that tell you a lot about the player if he's willing to have to go through this entire thing again in 2 years?
Yes, it
does. Because they won't settle on what the market value is.
I'm not looking for a choir boy. Yeah, I see. To me, we get focused on the wrong things. As long as this dude produces, that's all I care about. That's the reason why I want him. For what he can bring me to the team on the field. That's the reason why I want him. I don't care about any of the other stuff. Yeah, I don't care about that. But none of these guys are perfect. None of them are perfect.
Yeah, but like, here's the other thing that he brings. The constant chatter of, you're going to be a free agent. Are you willing to sign an extension? Are you working on an extension?
If you sign him to a 10-year deal.
Well, what I'm saying is, if he signs a short-term contract, right, with another team, that's what he's bringing to that team. I'm not talking about the Phillies. It takes you inside of a guy that's more worried about that stuff than settling with a team, getting settled, and trying to win.
John, I said this the other day. Nobody in baseball cares about winning the World Series. These players want to get paid. If they happen to win a World Series, so be it.
I think there's players that the players want to get paid, but they also want to do it to where it's listen.
At 26 years old, he wants to get paid. He wants to get paid. Like, if he was worried about winning, he would stay in Washington. That team has a lot of talent. So he would stay there for less money. So these players in baseball, Alex Rodriguez didn't go to Texas because he wanted to win, because they gave him the most money. Same thing with Robinson Cano. You think Manny Machado went to San Diego because he's worried about winning? Nobody in baseball cares about winning. They say they do. It sounds good. If they happen to win because they're on the right team at the right time, great. They want to get paid. That's what they want to do. These guys are defined by their individual stats. Baseball is a true individual sport. It's a true individual sport.
It is.
It's the only sport where we can have the talk of Aaron Nola being the MVP, because he's the only one that's getting W's.
As a pitcher.
Right? We can talk about Lefty winning the Cy Young, right? Or winning 27 games on a team that won how many games?
54? 56, I think.
Right? Like, that's baseball. Andre Dawson can win the MVP because he hit 50 home runs on a last place team. That's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the individual.
Right, but the team that won here from, we'll just say 07 to 2012, that's kind of when it was officially over, those guys, they re-signed deals with the team. They didn't go to free agency and do this kind of BS. And by the way, the game's changed. That part of the game's changed a lot since that time.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
And let me tell you this. I bet you Jimmy Rollins regrets signing an 8-year, $40 million deal. I bet you that.
But then he got a contract after that.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think he did. But maybe, he got smaller contracts than that. Jimmy Rollins was underpaid.
He was underpaid for a long time. You're right.
So
yeah, but my point is Ryan Howard didn't feel the need to go out. Ryan Howard could have gotten more money on the open market if he would have been a free agent. You know what he said? This is a great contract, and I want to stay here. Chase Utley did the same thing. Jimmy Rollins did the same. Shane Victorino did the same thing. The whole team decided they wanted to be here. They didn't put the team through all this crap. All right? The guys that left are the guys that left. I don't want a guy that just wants to do that.
Well, who did the Phillies pay? No, I mean, they paid those guys before they were free agents. Ryan Howard had to fight to get his money.
No, I know, but Bryce Harper could have signed with the Nationals before he became a free agent. He wasn't going to do that. Ryan Howard could have said, no, I'm becoming a free agent, and then you can bid with everybody else. He didn't want to do that. Those are the players I want here. I don't want the guy that's interested in playing this game. 888-729-9494. And Bryce Harper, if he wants to come here for the highest contract, the biggest contract that's being offered by the Phillies, I'd love to have him. But I don't want a guy that's only interested in coming here for that reason. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's.
Why waste time getting in free agency? Just keep developing your players. Like you act like Philly fans somehow put pressure on this organization to go do this. They're the ones who opened this can of worms. They are. They said stupid money.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
So now we expect you to do it.
Okay.
So then you can't be crying about the guy wanting stupid money.
Right, but stupid money's not out there. This whole notion you're going to give them.
No, the organization said they were going to spend stupid money.
Okay. And maybe stupid money meant $300 on Harper and another $75 on Dallas Keuchel.
Okay. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm not going to tell you I don't want Bryce Harper, so that's not going to happen.
Everybody already knows our positions on the thing.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Let's open it up.
Change my mind about wanting Bryce Harper.
To the people. And we'll do it at 888-729-9494. 888.
I don't care how much money you want.
729.
Not my money.
9494. As we'll take your phone calls. Well, listen, I got a lot of other stuff to get. Dr. J's birthday today, by the way. Dr. J is 69 years old.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.